This episode is called The Fries Lie, Why McDonald's Fries Don't Taste the Same Anymore. They were crispy, golden, perfect. The gold standard of fries. But sometime in the 1990s, something changed. McDonald's fries just didn't taste the same anymore. So what happened? Was it the potatoes? A secret ingredient? Government overreach? A food activist with no medical training? Today, we dig into the story of America's most iconic fast food and the battle between flavor, fear, and facts. Today, we'll talk about fries, the legendary McDonald's fries, and what made them go from crispy perfection to, well, just okay. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Back in the day, meaning pre-1990, McDonald's fries were cooked in a blend of 7% cottonseed oil and 93% beef tallow. That's right, rendered beef fat. The flavor was rich, meaty, and unmistakably good. Why beef tallow? Well, Ray Kroc wanted his fries to taste like the ones at the original McDonald's in San Bernardino, and they did for decades. Then came Phil Sokoloff, a Nebraska millionaire who survived a heart attack and made it his mission to rid America of saturated fat. But let's be clear, he wasn't a doctor. He wasn't a scientist. He was an early food activist, the kind who would have thrived on Instagram with a handle like @heartattackhero. Armed with millions of dollars, he took out full-page ads in the New York Times, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal, with headlines like "The Poisoning of America" or "McDonald's, Your Hamburger Has Too Much Fat." He scared the public, and McDonald's caved. In 1990, McDonald's switched to 100% vegetable oil, claiming it was a heart-healthy change. But here's the part they don't tell you. That vegetable oil was partially hydrogenated, which means it was loaded with something we call trans fats, which are considered worse for heart health than saturated fats ever have been. In trying to avoid saturated fat, McDonald's served up fries with stuff that actually clogs arteries and raises LDL cholesterol far more than saturated fat. It wasn't until 2018 that trans fats were finally taken out of the United States food supply, so you don't have to worry about them in today's fries or vegetable oils. But for two decades, we were fed a healthier fry that was actually worse for our hearts. So much for progress. But let's point out, who were the people that were opposed to trans fats? It was the doctors. We had been warning people from the 1950s on about how trans fats led to more problems than saturated fat. Doctors, with careful research in peer-reviewed publications, have been warning America. But America listened to a food activist. After the 1990s, customers complained about the new bland taste, and McDonald's added something called natural beef flavoring back in their French fries. So they removed beef fat, replaced it with beef flavor, and this led to lawsuits from vegetarians and Hindus who assumed that fries were plant-based. They weren't. Today, United States McDonald's fries still aren't vegan, but they are in the United Kingdom, where they just use potatoes, oils, and salt. Today, let's enter Steak and Shake, who recently announced they were bringing back beef tallow for their fries, and got a wave of free publicity from RFK Jr., who applauded the move. Now, RFK Jr., much like Phil Sokoloff, is another food crusader with exactly zero medical training. In fact, he's never taken a college-level science course. But that doesn't stop him from weighing in on vaccines, food dyes, or apparently deep-frying methods. Here's the inconvenient truth. Beef tallow is not healthier than vegetable oil. It is loaded with saturated fat, and while that may please your palate and your nostalgia, it does no favor for your arteries. This idea of switching back to beef tallow being somehow reclaiming a healthier past is fiction wrapped in fat. Just because something tastes like your childhood doesn't mean it's good for your future. So beware of the modern food babes, RFK Jr.'s, Paul Saladino's, and other people who are trying to sell you something that isn't for your health. This podcast was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and references can be found on my Substack channel at tsimpson.substack.com or yourdoctorsorders.com. And while I am a doctor, I am not your doctor. Before you make any changes to your diet, please consult a real Western-trained physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, and not some Eastern-trained shaman. ForkU is distributed by our friends at Simpler Media and the pod guy himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a good week, everyone. Hey, Evo, what's your favorite fry before they ruined them, or now that they're re-beefing them?
I never met a fried spud I didn't like. Oh, and I saw what you did with the whole inconvenient truth thing there. Nice.